Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Russell, Christmas is a little more than 2 months away. The weather's starting to get a little bit cooler and the holiday season on our minds. And some people will be looking at tech as gifts. How much do we plan on spending on tech gadgets and other things this holiday season?
It's a great question and one that kind of changes from year to year. This year we've performed our annual holiday tech spend survey, and we found the average U.S. shopper plans to spend $930 on just tech this holiday season. And if you break that down a little more, millennials are looking to spend closer to around $140 more than that.
What are some of the big items tech-wise that people will be shopping for this holiday season?
Top of the list for a lot of people this year are smartphones, either to gift one as a gift to a younger person as their first phone, or an upgrade for themselves or for a loved one. Closely behind that is laptops. Again, kind of same basic reason is either, someone who is entering college, or is just, a personal item in need of an upgrade.
With all of the tariffs that President Trump has put in place in recent weeks and months, how likely could we see shortages in chips and other things that are needed to build tech products?
We're not currently hearing any manufacturers talk about shortages, but we are definitely seeing price increases. If you're looking for a dedicated camera, a lot of the camera companies have increased their prices by almost $300 this year. And if it comes to, one of the most popular things to buy for any holiday season is, video games. Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo have all increased their prices in one way or another this year. Nintendo has not yet raised the price on the brand new Switch 2 console, but they have not ruled it out before the end of the year.
With no shortages but higher prices in mind, what advice do you have for folks who are looking for those tech gifts this holiday season?
Our team works pretty hard to check as many retailers as possible to see, what the price trends are, year over year. And that's just really hard for the average consumer to do. My very first piece of advice for a lot of folks, if you're looking to get the lowest price and actually confirm that that is the lowest price amongst these shopping events, Prime Day is coming up this, not terribly long, and then Black Friday behind it. There are tools that, at your disposal, that you can verify the history of the price of something, especially on Amazon, where a lot of that data is just publicly available. One tool which is freely available to anyone, it has a very silly name, so it's easy to remember, it is CamelCamelCamel.com. You just grab an Amazon link and you put it in there, and it will show you the history of the price of that product, so you know you're actually getting the lowest price for it. One big thing that we've gotten, a lot of folks asked this year, is the best time to buy televisions, especially with, Amazon's shopping event coming up. We're still finding that the best prices for those are going to show up for Black Friday. However, one trend from last year that we expect to continue are, subscription-based walls. Walmart, for a really good example, makes it so that during Black Friday, if you are a Walmart Plus subscriber, you have access to those things, as much as 24 hours ahead of time, which could mean that if you're not a Walmart subscriber and that television you want is there, it may be sold out by the time it's available to you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.